Welcome to The Will Evans Show, a podcast that is meant to teach you everything you did not learn in school. And today we're going to be talking about the secret to quit living paycheck to paycheck, and I'm going to be answering your questions. Let's go. So apparently last week, I touched a nerve with a lot of people. And a lot of those people are those that tend to sell whole life insurance. And so I just wanted to clear the air a little bit and say again that there is no way that you can convince me that whole life insurance is worth it. Stick with term insurance. You go to an insurance agent for insurance. You go to a financial advisor for investments. You don't mix the two. The reason you don't mix the two, because I did not clarify this very well on the last show, you do not mix them because you will get a better deal doing it with different people. Yes, it is easier for you to have one guy that does it all, but at the same time, you are not going to be getting the best deal. So that is why I have an insurance guy and I have an investment guy. I keep them separate. Yes, they go hand in hand. My financial advisor knows about what kind of insurance. He backs me up. He says, hey, yes, that's the best way to do it. And so that is why I do that. But this week, we're going to be talking about a study that I came across, and that's on how many people are living paycheck to paycheck. And it's something that we've talked about on the show multiple times, of living paycheck to paycheck, how to get out of that cycle, how to break that, because so many Americans are dealing with that. A new study came out, 61% of people live paycheck to paycheck. And that number, I've actually seen some studies where it's higher. I've seen up to 75% of people living paycheck to paycheck. This one was 61%. But here's the stat that I came across that was really scary. And that's that 49% of people earning over $100,000 are living paycheck to paycheck. And when I read that, I was shocked, because when I dropped out of school, I got married, I was making $40,000. That's it. Kendall was working. She probably made $5,000 to $7,000. So together, we're making under $50,000. And what did we do? We paid off over $20,000 worth of debt in 5 months. And yet, 49% of people making over $100,000, making six figures, which in a part of the American dream is like, oh, I want to make six figures. That's like a milestone for a lot of people, is making six figures. And yet they're living paycheck to paycheck, meaning that if they miss one paycheck, that is what is known as a financial crisis or a financial situation. Like, something does not get paid when you are living paycheck to paycheck, whether that's your utility bill, your mortgage, whatever it may be. If one paycheck does not come in, if you get laid off or anything like that, there is a huge problem. And we've talked about on this show as well, a lot of Americans don't have money in the bank either. So that's an even bigger problem when you go hand in hand with living paycheck to paycheck. If something were to happen, now they have to use a credit card to float by, because they're living paycheck to paycheck. And here's the thing. Living paycheck to paycheck, this isn't an inflation problem. Everyone's blaming it on inflation. Yes, inflation is record high. People have been living paycheck to paycheck way before inflation has hit record numbers. You do not have an inflation problem. You have a spending problem. And I want to paint a picture for you, and I want you to understand how freeing it would be to not have to worry about money. I had a conversation with a buddy of mine this morning, and we were talking about, I was telling him, I was like, man, I don't think I worry about money. You know, There's so many people worried. The ones living paycheck to paycheck, money's always on their mind. It's keeping them up at night. And I told him, I said, man, I just don't ever worry about money. And he asked me, he said, well, why is that? Like, why don't you worry about money? And obviously, like, I'm the money guy. You know, everyone comes to me with money questions or money problems, and I help them. And so, like, money's always in my conversation. It's on my mind. But personally, I just never worry about money. And what I told him this morning is that when you get on a plan, when you get on a budget, when you do all this that we've talked about on this show, you don't have those worries. Those worries, you know what you're doing is working because it's a proven plan. You're setting yourself up for success. You're getting out of debt, so you don't owe anybody anything. And that worry, that anxiety that comes with that, it disappears because you're on a plan. And so how freeing would it be to not have to owe anybody anything, to know true financial peace? When you walk up to a register, you don't worry about if your card's going to go through because you got money in the bank. Or when you get to the gas pump, how nice would it be to fill your car all the way up and not just have to put $10 in there? I remember those days. When I was in high school, I would have to beg my dad to give me more money because I literally didn't have enough money to fill my car up. So I know what it feels like. And obviously, that was in high school. But I would never want to go back to feeling that weight of always worrying about, hey, where's my next dollar going to come from? Or, hey, I need to work another shift just so I can fill my car up, you know? I don't want to have to worry about that. And that's what I told my buddy this morning. Like, because I've started to set myself up for success. I've started to steward the money that the Lord has given me well and understand that, hey, it's not my money. It's the Lord's money. And I'm going to be the best manager of that money that I can be by following biblical principles. That worry starts to disappear. So, hey, what is the biggest thing to help us not to live paycheck to paycheck? Well, the biggest thing, hands down, is getting on a budget. You have to control where your money goes. You have to be the one telling your money where to go versus the banks telling you where your money's going to go. And for my high-income earners that are making well over $100,000, making six figures, you cannot let lifestyle creep happen. One day you're busting your butt, you're gazelle intense, you're doing all of this, and then you start going on spending sprees, and then it's just like everything's just happening, and then you look down at the end of it and you have no money at the end of the month because you've let that lifestyle creep happen in your life. You have to cut that out. And the biggest way to cut that out is to tell your money where to go. You also have to live within your means. You know, if you're making $50,000, you can't spend more than $50,000. You have to live below that, you know? And if you're in debt, well, you got to get out of debt because you have to create margin inside of your budget. So go back, act like you're a broke college student again, and live within your means, because when you have margin in your budget, that's when true peace and freedom comes. You're listening to The Will Evans Show. Hey guys, it's Will. I know this show is all about what you didn't learn in school, but for some of you, you need a little more personalized help, and that's what Evans Financial Coaching is. I specialize in helping people pay off debt and build wealth. If this is you, I've put my contact info in the show notes, so please reach out. I'm here to help you. Evans Financial Coaching, creating paths to financial freedom. Welcome back to The Will Evans Show. This show, we've been talking about living paycheck to paycheck and how to break that cycle. Biggest thing, getting on a budget, living within your means, getting out of debt. On this plan, we are doing the baby steps, and we're getting out of debt, we're getting our emergency fund, and then we're starting to build wealth by investing. We're doing all this because this is a proven plan. This isn't my plan. And if you're still stuck on these baby steps, go back and listen to, it's titled Dave Ramsey's 7 Baby Steps, and I'll walk you through everything to do with this plan. But I'm telling you, this plan helped me and Kendall pay off over $20,000 worth of debt in 5 months. And hey, I do need a favor from y'all, though. I need y'all to like this show, subscribe, follow, whatever your platform prompts you to do. Hit the bell on the top so you can be notified, and leave a 5-star review. And I feel like I shouldn't have to say this, but I'll say it. If you're not going to leave a 5-star review, just go to the next podcast. We don't want any bad reviews here. You can gladly email me a 1-star review, but don't put it on the platform. I would love to hear why you don't like this show. Some of you don't like this show because I say whole life is crap. But again, whole life insurance is crap. And if you sell whole life insurance, you're scamming people. So no way does whole life come out on top compared to term life and all of that stuff. But yes, leave me a 5-star review. I love reading those. And I think Ben has our question of the day.
Yeah, so our question of the day came from email. A listener wrote to us and asked, I would like to hear your thoughts on biweekly mortgage payments. Are they a good idea or are they a bad idea?
When it comes to people's mortgage payments, house payments, everybody's always trying to get around it or have a shortcut, make it easier for themselves. And all that's great because, hey, what is baby step 6? We're paying off our house early. And so when it comes to a biweekly mortgage, it's a good idea. It's not a bad idea. It's not a great idea either, because you want to be intentional with paying down your mortgage. And if a biweekly mortgage helps you, that's great. Because in the grand scheme of things, by doing a biweekly mortgage payment, instead of 12 payments a year, you will have 13 payments. And that's all it comes out to. And on average, on a 30-year loan, you're probably saving 4 to 5 years, which is great because you're saving 4 to 5 years of interest that you're not having to pay. So that's great. But don't let this be the only thing that you're doing, because you want to be intentional with paying off your home early. You know, it goes back to what we're saying, living paycheck to paycheck. What is that? When does that true financial peace and true freedom over your finances come? It's when you have margin in your budget. Well, how do you get margin in your budget? You get rid of payments. So getting rid of your house payment is probably most people's biggest expense in their budget. And if you're listening to this show, then it's no more than 25% of your budget, but that's still a huge number. 25% of your take-home pay going towards one payment. And if you can get rid of that, I mean, that's where true financial peace comes. That's true margin in your budget. And so with biweekly mortgage payments, yes, you can do that. There's nothing wrong against it. One thing you do have to look out for with biweekly mortgage payments is some mortgage companies do not accept biweekly mortgage payments, or they have fees attached to you paying biweekly. So that's something you got to take up with your mortgage company. I've seen that with a couple clients. That's one thing you just got to be made aware of. Make sure you do your due diligence with figuring that out, talking to your mortgage company. Is this allowed? Can we do it? But yes, you're saving money in the long run and you're putting more on your house. And that's baby step 6, paying down that house and wanting to become completely debt-free. And as always, it's a huge thank you to Ben for making the show run. And remember that no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. This is The Will Evans Show.